literally you can decide at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday that you're gonna do something and just do it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Society Says podcast. Sorry guys, I'm laughing because it's been a minute since I've recorded and I literally just blanked how I was supposed to introduce this podcast. So I am actually here with my husband again, Angel, and we're going to be talking about 2020 and our attitudes and just kind of a recap how we did, how people around us were doing, our thoughts, our feelings, and then we're going to talk about going into the new year because it is now 2021, which is so weird. So yeah, are you happy to be here again, babe?
What up, what up, what up? Yes, I'm stoked to be on here. I love the talking. I love to talk. I don't know if you guys know that about me, but I can jabber and go on and on and on. I get to tell you stories for days, but never mind that. We are here today. And you will be hearing some stories later, but yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I am just going to go ahead and dive right in this, guys. I'm going to come in strong because I have been saying the same thing on all of my platforms, and I'm going to go ahead and kick off today's podcast episode with this, just in case you decide to dip early. I want you to hear this. And that is, I feel like there were two different types of people in the year 2020. And this is going to come off harsh, guys. And I think I said this in one of my live videos, but I know that, you know, not everybody looks at those. So I'm going to say it again. And those two people are, you're either that person that didn't do anything this year and you made up excuses and you just complained the whole time. And I do want to make a disclaimer. I know that a lot of people went through a lot of mental health struggles this year. I understand that, like, on a very personal level, the past couple months, I've experienced mental health things that I haven't before. You know, I know that that's real. That's like a whole other story. But people who weren't struggling as badly with that or weren't struggling with that at all and just making excuses and complaining, like, that was one type of person with 2020. And I ran into a lot of people like that. And it bummed me out because I know that they have so much potential. And then there were people who were just fighters, people who quit their jobs to pursue what they wanted to do. Like, that's the extreme, guys. Like, I was impressed with people who did that. But no, people learned skills that they wanted to do. You know, if you wanted to learn how to sew, people did that and, you know, just tried things. If they wanted to learn how to do a handstand, they took the time to do that. Like, they spent their days trying new things, learning new things, and, you know, they didn't make excuses. So, long story short, two different types of people this year, people who just complained and people who didn't, and they used 2020 to their advantage and they tried. So that's, I just wanted to kick it off with that thought.
No, I agree. There is something about the year 2020 that was like, it was a crappy, terrible year, and like a lot of people struggled. Heck, everyone struggled one way or another. I think there wasn't a single person that didn't struggle in some category, because if you're financially stable during that time, you had health issues. If you were healthy and strong, you still, plans and things got rearranged, weddings, all this stuff. Like, there was so much stuff that happened in 2020 that it shook the entire world. But out of that chaos and craziness came something extremely beautiful, where the whole world was able to see a transformation within itself. Like, people started talking more about mental health awareness, about finding happiness, like searching for your truth and your peace and what brings you more happiness than ever. People were quitting their jobs, restarting new jobs, taking on different careers, you know, starting different life, getting married to the person that they realized, hey, this is the person I want to be in. And there was just so much stuff that happened in 2020 that it was just mind-blowing. I know I have a lot of friends that have found new hobbies, like skating, surfing, biking. Like, it made us go inside ourselves and research for things that brought us peace and joy.
Seriously, yeah. And you know, here's the thing, guys, is, yeah, it was a really ugly year. It was so hard. It was scary. everything, all of that type of feeling, it was that. And I feel like that's what made me want to try new things, is like, how much worse can it get? Like, that's just like what kept going through my mind all year. I'm like, really though, how much worse can it get? Like, people quitting their jobs to pursue what they wanted to do, that's probably the thought that was going through their head. They're like, well, probably gonna get laid off anyway, so let me just beat them to it, quit my job, and just try, because the world is already scary, so let's just go ahead and make it a little scarier. Like, it's not gonna make too much of a difference. And you know, I'm impressed with a lot of people, especially within like my generation and the generation below me and above me. You know, during the summer with all those riots and peaceful protests, I think it's awesome to see people fighting for change. I think that was so cool. You know, I am a supporter of peaceful protests, but I just think that was really awesome to see people supporting each other and fighting for change. That was honestly probably the highlight of this year for me. I thought it brought tears to my face, like, honestly, every day. Like, I would get emotional scrolling on social media because I thought it was just so cool. And I think that we, whether we realize it or not, I think that a lot of people, most everyone, grew stronger this year. And I think people realized things and wanted to learn. They wanted to grow. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We went through a lot of ups and downs. Like, when – so we were – this is crazy. We were in Hawaii on vacation when we realized about COVID and we found out all that was going on. So this is what happened. We went to Hawaii, went on vacation, and – we're just having a blast. Then next thing you know, this virus breaks out and became mainstream. And so we flew into Los Angeles. And when we landed,
oh my gosh,
like, everything was crazy. Like, everyone was chaotic. Like, people were in lines at the grocery stores, taking up all the water, taking up all the toilet paper of all things, tissue paper, food. Like, everything was going so fast before our eyes, and it was something that no one had control over. And so it was mind-blowing to see, because my generation, we've never seen anything like that ever. And to go to just get thrown into it was just crazy. Mm-hmm. And we go from that, right, to having the quarantine. And in quarantine, we didn't have, like, I didn't have a job that was paying for me to be quarantined. Like, if I didn't go out and work, there was no money coming in. And so we quarantined for a few months.
It was 2 months, I think.
Yeah, for 2 months. And then during quarantine, I decided, hey, I'm going to quit my job and go pursue sales, which is something that I've wanted to do. So I started doing sales, and I sucked at it, and I didn't like it, and or that specific sale I didn't like. And so I went back to my regular job, and they had opened up and ready for business again. And so that brought us to traveling through this crazy time, and that's a full story within itself, mm-hmm. like traveling during quarantine.
Well, even like on top of what the world is throwing at us this year, like, we had trials on top of that had nothing to do with what was going on in the world that made 2020 even crazier. Like, what are the chances that some of the things that we went through this year that had nothing to do with the virus, nothing to do with, like, the riots, like, happened this year? You know, it just made it even crazier. Like, it's so weird to think back on this year that all of the trials that we went through were just packed into this one year.
Yeah, and that was our first year being married. Like, our first year being married was chaotic. Like, it was wild. And so, yeah, we traveled, and we did it actually really well during the hot time of Corona. And then after that, we got robbed.
Like, actually.
Seriously, we got all our money taken, all our savings, and so we ended up with nothing. My mom fell, broke her leg, and, like, we had to move closer to be closer to her. And, like, it was just crazy, like, being you know, everything just getting, you just getting beat. I picture us like getting in the ring and just taking hits and hits and hits. But during the whole time when COVID was happening, we had zero in our bank account. Then we had money, then lost it all. And then we actually had we bought a van, you know, because we had the money at the time. And then once we lost the money, we lost everything, really.
At least we had a van to sleep in.
Yeah, we had a van. We lived out of our van for like a month and a half or so, because that was our only option. And it was really cool, don't get me wrong, but that was our only option. And then being able to get an apartment but have no money to support it, mom breaking her leg, and then, you know, my mom got kicked out of the place that she was staying and had to move in with us. And so, like, there was so much stuff going. There's so much stuff that's happening in 2020, even until the very end of it. Mm-hmm. It was wild. But the entire time of going through all that stuff, Starry and I, we just, like, were pushing each other. We're like, hey, listen, like, we are just going to be strong and we're going to get through whatever comes. And, yeah, there were times when we broke down and cried, but, like, we had to pick ourselves back up and keep running.
Yeah, don't get us wrong. Like, we had our days that we just broke down. Like I was saying, the past couple months have been really hard for me. I've been doing much better the past, like, 3 weeks, I would say. But, like, November and beginning of December, I was really struggling a lot with my mental health. I just had days where I wanted to give up on everything. I was like, this is, like, I have no energy to, like, keep going. This year has just, like, beat me to the ground. Like, I just think I was exhausted. Like, so much had happened. So, yeah, don't get us wrong. Like, we definitely had our hard times, and we're mentally, we just were done, you know. But it's about how you handle those situations, getting yourself back up, even if it's the last thing that you want to do, if you have no energy to do it. You just got to do it. You just got to pick yourself back up. And it might take a couple days to get back up on your feet, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be in, like, one split second. You're back up. You're ready to go. Sometimes it takes a while, and that's okay. Like I was saying, I was out of it for, like, a month and a half, and that's a long time. That's a long time to try to get back up to my feet and feel stable again, but that's okay. I got back up on my feet. So even if you were out of it this entire year, you know, let's go into 2021 being back on our feet. You know, we all can get back up. We all have that strength to pick ourselves back up.
Yeah. Actually, a thing that I want to touch on too is, like, this was one of my best years ever. Like, mm-hmm. It was a crappy year. We went through a lot of hardship, but it was wild because out of that hardship, I found the thing that I want to focus on and I want to push through and grow through. And then I feel confident saying the same about Staria, is she grew and built closer to what she wanted to do. And in fact, before all this stuff going on was happening, we weren't even sure what we were going to focus on for our future. But towards the end of 2020, when things were, like, one of the toughest for us, like, we were living, eating ramen noodles, no exaggeration, like, nothing in our apartment but the blank walls and maybe a bed and some furniture that Starry's mom gave, like, us.
3 items of food in our fridge.
Yeah, and we, like, nothing in our bank account, like, waiting on that next paycheck. And, like, from there, we realized, we're just like, hey, you know, like, we want to build a clothing brand. We want to grow together. We want to go in business together. Let's push through. And so that's how Gentle Act of Kindness was reignited and built and created from the ashes of 2020, really. Like, that's when we decided, hey, let's push through. And so the last part of the year, like, we pushed hard to create new clothing, to go out in the community and do good, to enlighten, to, like, preach to our friends and tell them, hey, like, this is not the end of you, this is the beginning of you. Like, get up, get back up, and push through. Like, you don't end here. And so it gave us that platform to become strong, to get stronger on social media, to strive to build our future so that we can live our dreams the way that we want to. So it was a lot of self-building and realization.
Yeah, definitely. So if you guys don't know what our clothing line is, if you only, like, strictly follow Society Says and not my personal account, We created a clothing line called Gentle Acts of Kindness, and it's called that because, well, our last name is Gentle, but it has the kindness part in it because we take the money that we earn and we take it back to the community and do acts of service, acts of kindness. So just that alone, it makes us want to, like, spread light, you know, positive vibes. We want to help people to, like, lift themselves back up. You know, we want to help motivate people and to feel that love so that they can pass that on to someone else, because love is so powerful. It really is. Like, think about it. If you're having a bad day and someone that you don't even know smiles at you or compliments something that you're wearing, like, it just makes you feel good. And it honestly is, like, motivating. It makes you want to turn around and do something nice for someone else. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because it honestly pushed us. Having, like, creating this brand, it helped us to finish off the year strong. It helped us to, you know, if we were doing something like this, that means that we had to have that energy to, like, spread that love, to do acts of kindness, and to help encourage people to do the same. We actually had a photo shoot over the weekend for Gentle Acts of Kindness, and we had some really deep talks with some of the models that were here because they had a rough year. And I feel like we helped them a little bit, you know, like, they're still going through whatever it is that they're going through. I'm going to keep that confidential, but, you know, I feel like we helped them to, like, feel that love. And that's why I feel like this clothing line was, like, what we were leading up to, you know. And this year, whether you know it or not, like, I'm sure that you grew a lot. I know that I was a completely different person a year ago.
Same. Absolutely. And one of our biggest goals, actually, that we realized in the end, so in December of 2020, is that we wanted to build a clothing brand that allows us to be able to continue our lifestyle that we like to do. So one is to do acts, like Staria says, Gentle is our last name, but acts of kindness is what we want to continue to do. And another thing is we like the adventurous lifestyle. We like hiking, we like going into trying new things like surfing, or, you know, getting out into the wilderness and the wild and just kind of like be there and be that adventurous lifestyle. And we realized the only, like, if we really want to do that, we're gonna have to go into business for ourselves. And we wanted to build this brand so that we can build it up, work on it, and continue to travel while working on our brand and doing that, and just, like, live out of a van for a while. And, you know, because when kids come, it's going to be a little harder, but we want to make sure that we live the absolute max of our capabilities to get there. And the difference is, like, we weren't born with money. Like, none of us, like, Staria or I don't come from money. So, like, nothing was ever handed to us. Like, everything that we own and have, we've had to work for, like, really, really hard to get here. And so I see a lot of kids and people with, like, these fancy vans and, you know, they're living the traveling lifestyle and things like that. But it's like, you know, a lot of them are handed these things. Not to say all of them aren't, but a lot of them are handed these things. And we don't get to live that lifestyle yet because we have a lot of responsibilities that were put on us. But our goal is to get there, and to get there used by building a brand, and to get to know you guys more, and to just kind of flow off of that. Everything we have that, or we will have, we've built on our own.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to take a minute to talk about resolutions. I also have talked about this in the live, and I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't even know if I've told you how I feel about New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
I don't like them. I don't like them because when I hear the words New Year's resolution, I feel like it's just something that people only think about on January 1st, and then they don't think about it the rest of the year. And then at the end of the year, they kick themselves because they didn't achieve it. I'm somebody who thinks that you should be thinking about your goals every day. They're going to change. Like, over time, you're changing, you're evolving as a person, and that means that your goals are going to shift a little bit. My goals from back in February when I apparently never deleted this note in my phone, but I occasionally will write down my goals, just like start a new piece of paper and see what comes out. And I never deleted this one that I made in February of last year. And it's so different. It's so different. It's all kind of like similar, like in like the area of what I want to do, but it's so different. Like my attitude and the way I'm going about my goals is different. But my point is you don't have to wait until January 1st. You don't have to wait until the first of the month. You don't have to wait until Monday to start something new. And just in the spirit of it being a new year, I want to encourage you guys to just, you know, I think it's good to have things to focus on this year. Like if you want to focus on spreading love more, if you want to focus on drinking more water, you know, like that's great. But goals don't always happen in 1 year. Even if it happened in 1 year for another person, that doesn't mean it's going to be that same way for you. You know, it might take a couple years to achieve that same goal. And that's another reason why I don't really like them, because why put a time limit on a goal? You know, I think it's good to say maybe like a time frame, because that's more realistic. I just feel like so many people feel bad at the end of the year because they didn't achieve their goal. But in reality, like we're human, you know, we all grow at different rates. We learn at different rates. And therefore, like your goals, you can't force them if it's not your time to achieve them yet. I don't know if this is like coming across wrong, but I think you should be thinking about goals all the time, because they're going to be changing with you as you're evolving as a person. And if it takes longer than a year to achieve a goal, there's nothing wrong with that. That just means that it's a little bit more difficult. Maybe you need to learn something before you achieve that goal. Maybe it's just not your time to achieve that goal yet. Just keep working at it, you know? Like if you don't get it done in a year, that's okay. But that's just my opinion. A lot of people disagree with me. I have no idea what you think on resolutions. But
so I agree and disagree. I think it's right what you said. Like, you shouldn't have, like, okay, this will be my designated start date, blah, blah, blah. I think, like Nike's slogan says, you just do it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to make that change in your body, you do it. If you want to become a better person, do it. Like, they shouldn't be like, oh, I'm planning to become a better person in 2 years or, like, in a month from now. Because, honestly, like, that's not going to work. What if you were, like, take this for instance. Rent is due every month. There's no if, buts, or maybe about that. If you don't pay your rent, you're out on the streets, right? Because you can't go to your landlord and say, all right, I know rent is due on the 31st, but I'm really thinking let's push it to next month on the 31st. Let's get an extra month. It doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. So for instance, like I want to start running. I want to start working out again, but I keep saying, oh, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed to anyone. So there's no telling, you know, if you're not prepared, you will fail. So like you got to push yourself and say, no, I got to do it. Let's do it now. If this is something that you really want, do it now. Just do it. Get it out the way.
That's a good point. That part I agree. If I can interrupt really quick. So my mom comes to me a lot and she like is telling me like, sorry, I've had this goal and like, I don't know, I'm just not there. Like I just don't put the work in. And I always tell her, I'm like, you obviously don't want it. Like if you really like have a goal that you want, you're going to be thinking about it. You're going to be trying to figure out ways to achieve that goal. I just had to put that in there.
No, 100%. I do the same thing right now. Like I keep telling Star, yeah, I'm going to work out. Honestly, I don't want working out bad enough, because if I did, I would just start doing it. But I'm feeling like I'm getting to the point now in my mental mindset where I'm like, all right, I'm feeling like any day now is going to be the day that I just get out there and do it. Mm-hmm. And that's on my end. And it's because I'm not aggressive enough with that goal. And so I think anyone that says they want to achieve something or do something and they said they want to do it really badly, they're lying. And I don't care what anyone says. Like, you are lying out your teeth if you're saying you want to do something bad enough, but you don't have the balls or the courage to get out there and do it. Like, I believe that. And I mean, I know that I'm sounding really weird and wrong right now, but like, honestly, if you want to do something and you're in my culture, it's saying a dog that sit on a nail, like if he doesn't get off the nail, it's not hurting him bad enough. It's just uncomfortable, but it's not hurting him bad enough for him to get up. Like, you're not feeling the drive bad enough to get out there and do the thing that you say that you love, like, or that you want to achieve. Like, I want a rockin' smoking body, but I don't want it bad enough to get out there and actually do the work. And that's the difference. The thing that I disagree with what Staria said earlier is, like, when she was saying about New Year's, I think there always should be a time limit. I think that, and this is just my opinion too, like, I think without time limits, we tend to get into another state of tomorrow, 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 and pushing that further and further back. We did a challenge for 75-day challenge, and 75 hard, and every day you were pushing yourself to get to your goals. And there's a reason there's a cap on that for 75 days, is because I feel like if you're saying, I want to be a fashion designer, but let me start little bit by little bit sometimes, and you set your goal in 10 years, 50 years, it could cause a sense of procrastinating. But if you're like, okay, I don't have a choice, by in 2 years we have to create this clothing brand, or we're stuck in, or staying in Arizona for, you know, another 3, 4, 5 years. If we were okay with staying in Arizona for that long, we would take our time with building a brand, and, like, you know, we wouldn't have as much of a drive, I don't think. But knowing that, like, 2 years we want to be in a sustainable, I'm not saying blow up, but be in a sustainable amount of time to grow and to move forward, it's a good goal to push yourself. Because guess what? If we don't actually make it, it's okay. But at least we had a goal, a deadline, and we knew we were aiming towards something. It's like throwing a dart. Like Les Brown, a motivational speaker, says that, like, if you throw a dart, he says that Howard Hughes is, like, the greatest archer alive. Like, it was the greatest archer alive, sorry. And he can shoot an arrow into a bullseye and then shoot another arrow and split that old arrow. But if you blindfold Howard Hughes, like, he's still, like, he's not going to hit the target. He's going to miss. And so I think being able to see your goals and where you want to go is extremely crucial.
Well, I didn't mean not have, like, a goal of when. Yeah, I think I just mean, like, I like time frames. Like, I think just specifically talking about New Year's resolutions, because let's face it, everyone that's listening, you don't achieve your New Year's resolutions. Like, that's also, I just think New Year's resolutions, like, people set them, but I think everyone in the back of their heads, they're just like, oh, well, I'm going to forget about this. You know, like, I just hate the term New Year's resolution. Like, yeah, definitely, like, have a time frame. You know, if setting, like, a specific day works for you, do that. But I just don't want you guys to, like, beat yourself up if you don't make it to that day. Because, again, I just want to remind you guys that you're human, and we all grow at different rates. But ultimately, do what's going to work for you. You know, if you're one of those people that has to be, like, hard on yourself and that just works for you, that helps get your drive, then set a specific date and work really hard to hit that goal on that date. But if that's something where you know you would beat yourself up about it and you would just be really mean to yourself, then don't do that. Maybe have a time frame. Maybe say, like, in the next 1 year to 2.5 years, I'm going to achieve this. You know, like, if it's, like, if you're building up a business or something, like, that definitely is a different rate for everyone. And that is, like, we are giving ourselves, we're hoping that in 2 years, like, we're hoping that by the time we are done living in Arizona, we'll be in a, you know, a stable place. Maybe that it will happen before 2 years, you know, or maybe we'll be, I like the 2.5 year mark, but, yeah, I just think it's different for everyone. But yeah, I just think the term New Year's resolution really bothers me. I think it has a negative connotation with it. Again, I just feel like everybody just knows in the back of their head, like, writing down their goals, that it's not going to happen, just because that's what happens year after year, is most people forget about their New Year's resolutions. It just becomes another piece of paper with stuff written on it. and it starts to become a habit in your head year after year that these are New Year's resolutions, so they're not going to happen. So I don't know, maybe don't call them New Year's resolutions. maybe January 1st, you know, maybe that was just a day where you were just refreshing your brain with the goals that you have in mind. But again, it's different for everyone. Me, I literally think about my goals 24/7. It just never leaves my brain. Even if I'm like meditating and doing yoga, like usually when I'm meditating, I'm thinking about my goals. I'm like manifesting what I want in my life. But that's probably because I'm a workaholic, so.
No, that's awesome. I like when you explain it that way. It makes a lot more sense. I agree with that. I agree that, like, I don't think New Year's resolutions should even be a thing. I think that resolutions in general should be. I don't think it should go year by year. Although I can see where people are coming from, where they're like, okay, new year, new me, because it's like out with the old. But in that sense, you can do it for anything. You can do like new day, new me, new hour, new me, new minute, new me, new second, yeah, new me. So why wait an entire year? Like, your life isn't promised for the next year, you know? Like, I think that your goals should be pushed to achieve as fast as you can. But also keep in mind that, like, although I preach that, like, tomorrow isn't guaranteed to anyone, also, like, there's a high chance of you living till you're, you know, 80, 90, whatever. But, like, if you're 19, 20, 16, 17, 15, 13, like, don't feel pressured to achieve everything now. Don't try to feel like this year you have to take on the entire world and, like, this is all that matters. Because, honestly, like, you have so much time. I used to think that way when I was 20, and now I'm 26, and I'm like, man, I was so young when I was 20. And now I'm thinking that way when I'm 26, and I have to remember that, like, 26 is so young, no matter what anyone says. And yeah, tomorrow might not be promised to me, but there's a high chance that I will live till I'm 80, 90, who knows. But, like, there's a high possibility. And just know that, like, you don't have to be senior executive or a CEO now. Just take your time. Try to find what you love to do. Let 2021 be a year of exploring and, like, growth and, like, spirituality and peacefulness and finding you and building off of that. Don't be so pressured to do what everyone wants you to do.
Also, if 2021 ends up being a way easier year than 2020, don't go back into that safe zone. Like, just keep pushing. Like, it should not matter what's going on in the world. You know, that should not be what drives you. It should be something else, because if it's what's going on in the world, you're screwed when things get better. So I think that this year was a good wake-up call for us, and it lit a fire under a lot of our butts, and we just went for it. But just keep going with that. I mean, I'm hoping that things get better in the world soon. You know, I feel like we're already making progress, but just keep going, you know? I know what it's like to feel your drive from, like, fear and things like chaos and bad things happening, but try to find your drive in another way, you know, because hopefully the world will get better and we won't have to be afraid of a virus and whatnot. So, yeah, but also, when we started 75 Hard, we literally started that in the middle of the day. I think it was like a Tuesday or a Thursday or something. We did not wait till Monday. We didn't wait until the next month, like the first of the month. We just started. I know that was kind of random, but that was kind of on my mind. I kept forgetting to say it. But, you know, that kind of goes with our point. Don't wait until like a fresh week, fresh month, whatever. Like, literally, you can decide at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday that you're going to do something and just do it. So right now, I'm going through like a nutrition phase. I'm trying to learn more about that. what I mean is I'm learning a lot more about nutrition. I am like changing my diet. I want to be healthier and just know what's going on in my body. And, you know, I have days where I slip up, where I want to eat more than what I probably should be. And I just want to be clear, guys. Like, I'm just, like, trying to see if I can, like, reach a certain body type, because I just genuinely want to. I want to challenge myself. But, you know, I have days where I'm not following the program at all. And I have to tell myself, like, hey, just because I slipped up for the first half of the day does not mean that I can't finish strong. Because a lot of people have the mentality that it's like, oh, I slipped up the rest of the day, I'm just going to keep going. Like, it's just going to be a bad day. Like, let's just finish it off. And don't get me wrong, I have a lot of days where I do that. Today was that day. I was like, you know what? I'm going to top it off with a big bowl of ice cream. But some days I am able to stop myself and I'm like, you know what? It's like 3:30. I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to drink the rest of my water that I want to drink for the day and, you know, eat a meal that's going to put a lot of good nutrients inside my body. So, you know, it's just up to your own mind. It's really up to your mentality if you're going to push yourself. And it does not matter if it's a fresh day, a fresh week, a fresh month, a fresh year. Just, you can switch just in that split second.
I 100% agree. Like, do the things that you need to do. And you know what you need to do. I don't think anyone needs to be told what to do. Like, you know what you need to do. There's that little voice that tells you, hey, there's two little voices in your head. One that says, hey, do it. And the other one that says, no, this feels good. Let's just stay where we're at. Stay stagnant. And you know which one's right. I don't have to tell you. But there is something I didn't want to say that, like, I don't know if you guys know about Murphy's Law. But Murphy's Law is something to keep in mind while going into 2021. So Murphy's Law is anything that can go wrong will go wrong, or anything that can happen will happen. And so, like, don't, if you're in a good spot now, don't feel like, you know, you're going to be there forever. If you're in a bad spot now, don't feel like you're going to be there forever. Life is like a chart that goes up and down, and the ups feels great, but the downs are the things that teaches us. So you have to go down in order to learn how to appreciate the good times. And so if something is happening to you right now, take a moment, breathe. You're going to get through it. You're going to be fine. And if you're doing really well, just know that, like, something's going to happen eventually and you're going to have to push through and get through that. And so that's just the law of the universe. That's just the law of how we live. That's what it is to be a human. And so keep that in mind going into 2021. We don't know what to expect yet, but we know that we will push through and we will see each other in 2022.
Heck yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I think that's all I have to say for now. Yeah, I guess that's it. But hopefully...
Oh, actually, there's one more thing. Staria said that, like, we all had fire under our butts. And I was like, oh, no wonder I have a hot butt.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I gotta finish strong. Anyway, I hope you guys did get some motivation from this. You know, we really for the past, well, honestly, we're both just people that really like to do our best to inspire and motivate people. We both, like, honestly want to be motivational speakers. So hopefully you guys feel a little bit more motivated after this, or if you did really struggle a lot this past year, hopefully you feel a little bit more confident with this new year and that you can, you know, turn things around and work harder, you know. And just know, you know, I know that all of you guys are, you're doing the best that you can right now. Just know that there is always a part of you that can do even more. It's just hard to release that side of you. And, you know, we know that. We know it's hard to get to that point. But you guys got this. And I appreciate all of you guys so much, your support, especially with me trying to figure out exactly what I'm doing with Society Says. But I do have plans for this year, things I'm hoping that I can pull through with, so be on the lookout for those this year. And yeah, have an awesome week, and I'll be back next week. See ya.
Bye.